Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We do, I think, have an interesting discussion about Justin Fields' future in Pittsburgh, and something that Austin Bechtold, a.k.a. City Limits, brought to my attention. And Donnie, I'm going to ask you to text a man that you've hosted shows with. And Chris, I guess you could do the same thing. I could do it, even though I didn't often host with Joe. But we did do actually a Steelers post game year together.
He could just call in as like Bill from, you know,
Blonox.
Bill from Blonox.
Bill from Clinton.
Glenn Willard. Bill from Clinton. Bill from Clinton. Thank you. Thomas from Jefferson.
Apparently, Austin was talking about how he thought they should break their rule of not negotiating in season with players to sign Fields to an extension now. And Joe fired back at him and said, wrong. It's not a rule. It only applies to players who are non-quarterbacks. They've signed quarterbacks to extensions in season. You've lived here longer than I have. I've been here, I guess the only player this would have applied to for me would have been Ben.
They certainly wouldn't have been signed a backup quarterback to an extension midseason.
They never signed Ben to an extension in season.
I feel like I would have remembered that if it had happened. I'm flummoxed at what, did he say which quarterback
no.
he was referring to?
No, Austin said he didn't.
My understanding of the unofficial rule that is held fast as it might as well be put in granite is they had Eric Green in 93 when free agency started, and it was his contract situation was a major distraction. Dan Rooney felt it negatively affected Green and the team, vowed he would never negotiate a deal in season. We either get it done or that's it.
And that has withstood 30 years of Steelers GM changes and different Rooneys at the helm of the organization, and to the best of my knowledge, it's never happened.
So the problem is my first thought was to go to SpotTrack and see when they do all the contract details for players, do they give you the date that the deal was inked?
Yeah.
They don't.
So
Football Reference, because it's not like a trade or things like that, they wouldn't have.
Can you text him, Donnie? Can you send the text to Joe? Okay, thank you.
I mean, he's probably listening, so I think he would tell me or text me probably and say, what are they talking about?
Or when he said, like, wrong to Austin, was he doing it just to be
here,
his...
I've got it. Going back to 2010, so this would have taken up his rookie deal, right, basically? And then, like, whatever they might have done in 08 or 07. Re-signed April 24th, 2019 was his last contract that, like, they have data on it. Like, they re-signed
him.
Yeah, April 24th. Yeah. So it happened out of season.
Yeah, I never remember that happening with Ben, but maybe Joe went into the archives or asked somebody from the Steelers to look into that, and they said no to him that you can sign quarterbacks in season. So if you can do it, then this conversation is even more of a legitimate one. And here's something I heard. Here's a little rumor on Fields, okay?
Little birdie chirp to you.
I was told if the Steelers wanted to, this offer could get a deal done now.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
Put the paper in front of him.
He'll
put his big old John Hancock on that thing right now.
Is it just probably a humongous J? Why did he say that weird to you, Donnie?
I said John Hancock.
You emphasized
what?
The back half of Hancock's name. Most people say his John Hancock. You went his John Hancock.
Yeah.
Donnie heard it too.
Why are you laughing, Donnie?
He had the same smirk
I had.
Stop
trying to derail this segment with sophomore.
He had the same smirk
BS.
I had because he heard the same thing I did. Anyway, this deal could get done. He'd go J and then squiggles, F and then squiggles.
2-year extension.
Mm-hmm.
$50 million.
So basically what it would have cost on the to tag him before the year.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Option.
I'm sorry, the 5th-year option, yes, not the tag. The 5th-year option done plus one more year of it. I would do that in a heartbeat. That's cheap. 2 years, $50 million.
But if you think the bubble is going to burst, or if you think Russell Wilson can still do better.
Quite honestly, if I think he is a league average quarterback at the end of the day, $25 million is more than going rate.
And so Chris Mueller would want to commit to 2 more years to league average quarterback play?
Well, I don't think you'd be getting league average quarterback play. I do think he's going to be slightly above average, at least. Like, I think he's going to turn into an above average quarterback. I've been a little bit, you know, more sold than I thought I would be by the start of the Justin Fields
And three
tenure.
Games is enough for you to say the hell with it, I'd give him $25 million a year.
Just because, as I try to often point out, that's just not that much money when it comes to a quarterback now. If you think the guy is a player you can win with, that is not
but
a lot of money.
But it's a lot of money compared to what they're paying quarterbacks this year. Combined, the two are making less than $5 million, which has allowed for them to have this roster that, other than wide receiver, there seems to be a lot of depth and talent spread throughout it.
The odd thing about it is they still only have, I believe, one player who is making top 100 money in the entire NFL, and that's
T.J. Watt.
They have a lot of like 8-9 million guys. They have a lot of like semi-premium assets.
Minka's making around 18 million, so he must fall right outside of that list.
He's just outside. I think the 100th ranked guy in the league is making something like 19 million a year.
Donnie, if I tell you they could do this right now, and Field says, I'm in, you do it?
Yeah, I mean, I think Chris said it right there. Like, people will scoff at that right off the bat, like think that that is just some huge, huge number that, you know, maybe the player has not played up to that ability, sure, but that's just the going rate. And I would say just look at the contracts and the figures for really any other quarterback that has signed one around the league. And I would think that there are even a couple that have signed those big deals that Justin Fields is a better player than.
But those teams regret those contracts. You know, like, is he better than the we mentioned this yesterday? Is would you rather have Justin Fields at this number than Daniel Jones making $40 million a year? Of course you would, but
here's maybe
that still
a better
doesn't
question.
Make it a good decision. My hesitation here is it locks you into Justin Fields as your quarterback for 2025 and 2026. I am still, for as excited as I am and as optimistic as I feel about him, I don't want to do that based off of 3 games. That's where it's not, oh man, that's so much money. So it's one thing if you paid him and you could get away with it like Trubisky and say, well, if we draft the quarterback and he does better than Mitch, that's not too much for a backup. It's expensive backup money, but it's still kind of backup quarterback money. The Gardner Minshew contract with the Raiders, I think, is $12 million a year, something like that. Sam Darnold's $10 million a year. That's a lot for a backup. It's cheap for a starter. If Fields ends up getting hurt or his play tail falls way off, you're going to have a $25 million backup quarterback around for the next 2 years?
How much longer
That's an albatross
would he have
deal.
To, how much longer would he have to basically play as he is or a little bit better? For you to feel better about it.
I think we'd have to get to like December.
How about 10 games?
I still don't think that's enough.
But like 13 games is? Because December would be about 13. Okay.
Yeah, 13
now, what if
or 14
he pops
games?
Off a little bit and says, price of brick went up a little.
Then you know what that is for more information? I'd pay for it. I'd pay for more intel on him.
Geno Smith makes $25 million a year. He is a bargain at 25. He is better. That is the 20th ranked quarterback AAV. He is much better than the 20th quarterback in the league. Minshew, then there's a huge drop-off. Geno Smith is the last guy at what you would even call like mid-tier money. And then it's Minshew, 12.5, Darnold, you know, and then Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, Jaden Daniels, those rookie deals start coming into play. I would do it. I just have a weird feeling the guy is going to end up being very good.
But that's what you're basing it, though, on, a weird feeling.
I saw like a little chart today that even made me feel better about what he's done so far.
Is it that chart that listed all the Browns quarterbacks and how they've done compared to Deshaun Watson, and Watson's the worst one ever?
No, that makes me laugh and feel good for a different reason, because it's just schadenfreude. No, they...
Excuse me? What'd you say?
Schadenfreude.
Donnie, do you know what that word means?
Joel and I are doing the whole last half hour tonight on that.
On schadenfreude.
Yeah, seven to 7:30.
The schadenfreude.
Do you know what it means, Pony?
Yeah, it's when you take delight in other person's misfortune or misery.
I would say schadenfreude is a pretty common term that people know in this country, even though it's a German word.
I mean, I've heard the word. I've just never even thought of, like, a care in the world to look it up.
I just think it's funny that he tries to go, Donnie, can you believe this elitist guy? And then I say, so do you know what it means? He goes, of course I do.
You've definitely used worse, I'll say that.
Listeners tweeting in to say you definitely emphasized a weird part of the word Hancock there, too. He definitely emphasized the last syllable.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, though, no, the chart very quickly here is all the talk has been, and I've read plenty of articles praising him, saying he really does look like a guy who's making real strides as a quarterback, which is why you say you'd pay for the extra information.
Yep.
I think I'd be willing to take the risk for the early, get in early on the ground floor. He has thrown the lowest percentage of passes to the least open receivers on average in the entire NFL of any quarterback this year. By comparison, Lamar throws a ton of passes to very open receivers, and he's completing 73% of them. That is a very good sign.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.